Our next guest goes by the name El Dusty. And the first question I asked him was the obvious one. Where'd he get that nickname?
My parents always called me Dusty, and I went by Dusty my whole life and wrote it on all my school papers and all that stuff. But it's Horacio Ramon Oliveira.
And where did Dusty come from?
I have no idea. My dad's kind of a weirdo, so, you know.
Your dad gave you Dusty.
Yeah, yeah.
With that out of the way, I wanted to know more about his hometown of Corpus Christi, Texas. Corpus, as they call it, is a city that's a musical melting pot with two sounds that are somewhat complementary: cumbia from south of the border and from north of the border, the Tex-Mex style known as Tejano. In a moment, El Dusty will explain those rhythms, but first, here's what El Dusty sounds like. A lot of people in the United States, especially along the border, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, heard of Tejano, Norteño. Cumbia seems like it's been introduced more recently to people north of the border. Explain cumbia to us, because it is Mexican. It's also Colombian.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that cumbia is like the umbrella. You know, it's the rhythm of what it is. It's that it's the bigger genre. And then Tejano was like the cumbia that they were making in Texas. You know, like that's why it was called Tejano. You know what I mean? But it also, like, Tejano is a little bit soulful. It has a lot of, like, they were kind of like ripping off of like the American like funk bands and romantic like doo-wop stuff. So like the chords are like similar to like American stuff and like R&B, but it has this like cumbia rhythm and electronic drums and, you know, those toms that are super 808s and like, so, you know, it's we made our own style over there, and that's what Tejano was all about. But I think as Americans, you probably heard more the term Tejano than cumbia, just because, you know, cumbia is kind of like a Spanish word more, you know, and Tejano's like, you know, you see it on shirts all the time and stuff.
So when you were growing up in Corpus Christi, Texas, was cumbia foreign to a lot of your friends but not foreign to you, or?
No, not at all. It's like loads of Hispanic people there. You know what I mean? So the culture is really like Mexican everywhere you see. There's Mexican restaurants everywhere. I mean,
didn't know if everybody with kind of Latino roots was still listening to Norteño or Tejano, and you were kind of onto the cumbia.
No. I mean, you know, like Selena's from Corpus. You know, that's all cumbia. Like they really push that cumbia sound. Cumbia Kings, also from Corpus.
Right.
And so a lot of the bands, they kind of like sound like that, you know, like a lot of electronic drums and 808s and stuff like that, like I was saying.
That's the second time you mentioned 808. What's an 808?
808 is like the hip hop drum bass, you know.
Got
the
it.
Big
okay.
Boom, you know what I'm saying? And so these guys started using it in their cumbia records, and it just took a whole new turn, you know what I mean? Using the drum sequencing and stuff like that.
So is Corpus Christi, Texas, did it start and does it remain today kind of the center of cumbia in the U.S.?
I wouldn't say that. You know what I mean? It's definitely a big part of it because Selena's, you know, the heartbeat, I feel like, of American cumbia, you know? I hope just to like kind of pass that, you know, like kind of keep it going, you know what I mean? And in my own ways, I'm not really making traditional cumbia music, but
I was going to say your own way. What is your own way? Because it's cumbia, it's hip hop, there's some rap going on.
I'm a Texas hip hop guy. You know, I love rap music, and I was a DJ since I was 12 years old playing rap music. You know, and in Texas, it's all about DJ Screw, and there's a big Texas, and we're our own genre. You know what I mean? And so I wanted to be that guy. And just like, you know, taking elements from cumbia and stuff like that, I inherited this record collection from my mom that inherited from her cousin. And a lot of that stuff in there was like Spanish soul stuff. And it sounded a lot like Motown, but it had like congas and things like that in
there. So really old school.
Old school, yeah. And so that's what I was sampling. Instead of sampling like the Motown stuff, I was sampling the Spanish things, had elements of different things, and then cumbias going on and around my neighborhood. So it's just like, let's just mash it all together. You
taking
know?
The old and making it new again.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got a number of notable tracks, and they all have cumbia in it. Cumbia City, Cumbia Anthem, and now this new jam called simply La Cumbia with Bugat, Mexican-Canadian. This is like the NAFTA of hip-hop.
Yeah, man.
Does cumbia ever take a backseat to some other style?
Man, not really. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of like... My heartbeat is cumbia, and then everything around it, I make trap music, or I make hip-hop or house music. A lot of different genres on my album, you know what I mean? And Corpus Christi is, like, right now we're, like, rebuilding the whole city, you know? It's under, like, a lot of construction and stuff like that. And if, on my album cover, I'm standing in front of my street downtown, and it's all, like, in shambles, you know? But when you go to that same street now, it's all fixed up and, like,
wow,
nice, you know what I mean? And so that's kind of, like, my ode to the town is, like, Cumbia City or Corpus and, like... You know, this is welcome. This is what we're doing over here, you know?
I assume that cumbia never really gets old for you.
Not really, man. I mean, it hasn't for hundreds of years, so let's keep it moving.
El Dusty, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, man. Peace.
El Dusty just wrapped a tour with Cut Chemist, but don't worry if you missed it. His album Cumbia City is out later this month, and he'll be back on the road again soon. We'll close with a track from it that features Cut Chemist in the Man and Bill Harris Studios, WGBH, here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow. Llora, llora, llora.